had an experience that helped me to understand again more deeply this particular gospel passage. This past Thursday, my brother Joel and his wife Jenna had their third child. So now they have three boys under the age of three. Their youngest, Riker, was born on Thursday, went up to the hospital and saw him. I don't know where they got that name from. But then on Friday, I went up to my parents' house and spent some time there. And their older two boys, Jameson and Gunner, again, I don't know where the names are coming from, were at my parents' house. So they were having a lot of fun spending time with Grandma and Grandpa. Now, when it comes to this gospel passage about persistence, Jesus uses this parable of the widow going to a judge. But I can tell you that I have now discovered that no matter how persistent a widow may be with a judge, nothing can compare to the persistence of a toddler who wants something. If I heard it once, I heard it a million times. Grandma, 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 grandma. And then it was Uncle Sean, Uncle Sean, Uncle Sean, Uncle Sean. And then it was Grandpa, Grandpa, Grandpa. That one stopped soon because I can tell you, I know who the softy in the family is, and it's not my mom and it's not me. But I was reflecting on the persistence of Jameson in particular, and why he was so persistent. Because there's a sense of dependency that children naturally have. A sense of dependency even in the simplest of things. That as vertically challenged as I may be, I can still reach things out of the refrigerator. But a child can't. A child has an implicit sort of humility in the sense, not that it's a virtue, but in the sense that they know they are dependent upon the adults around them. And that persistence that they have for what they want and need knows no bounds. And in fact, the persistence could even be likened to fingernails on a chalkboard. But there's something about it that I'm sure parents here this morning know far better than I do. It is a persistence that we can learn something from. Jesus is teaching his disciples about the necessity to pray always without becoming weary. Why? Because he's asking us to be persistent in our prayers. To pray for what, though? St. John Paul II, and I'm paraphrasing because I couldn't find the quote. I heard it on a podcast this past week, and I love the quote, but I couldn't find it. He said that when he was a young man, he felt like asking God for things in petitionary prayer was immature and a basic form of prayer, and he longed for the day when he could move beyond it. But he said as an old man, he realized that petitionary prayer before God, asking for what we need, is the most basic and important type of prayer. And as he matured in his own spiritual life, he began to realize that asking God even for the simplest things each day was pleasing to God. As simple as asking for help in his work, asking for a day to be successful, or asking for a day to be successful with rest, whatever it may be, to ask God for even the simplest things in one's life is an important part of our relationship with God. Because you see, there's a second part to this gospel passage that's important. That Jesus uses the parable of a judge who's unjust. But that's where the analogy falls short. We can't push this too far. Because God the Father is not an unjust judge, but a loving Father who wants to respond generously to his children. And as I spent time with my family this past week to see my brothers in their role as a father with their young children, reminded me again of how God, a loving Father, interacts with us. That sometimes he is prompt in his response to prayer, but other times holds back to either discipline us or encourage us or to strengthen us, whatever it may be. To see my brothers sometimes rush in to help their children and other times to stand back and let them figure it out on their own. not always getting it right, but striving after that in raising their children. But God as a loving Father always gets it right. And sometimes he answers prayers promptly and sometimes not. Sometimes the way we ask for it and sometimes in a way altogether different. But the last sentence of this gospel passage is of incredible importance. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is a really important question. But it might be easy for us to think of this question in a very abstract way. Will there be faith on earth? In other words, is there some sort of abstracted, free-floating faith hovering over the top of churches throughout the world or some image like that? No. What Jesus is asking is, will there be faith in our heart? Will we be able to preserve persistence in prayer without becoming weary, even when we feel like God is not hearing us or responding or answering? Will we still have faith to know that God is a loving Father who responds to every prayer, even if it's not in the way that we want it to be? Will there be faith in our heart when the Lord comes to meet us? We don't know the day or the hour that we will have to reckon our life before God, but will our heart have faith, have a trust to know that God is a loving Father? And will we have the humility of dependence upon him to ask for even the simplest things in our life, to respond with not some sort of fake adult, overly mature faith, but the faith of a child who calls out again and again, Dad, Father, God, do you hear me? Are you listening to what I need? Do we have faith to know that it's true, that God does listen? And his response is what will bring us most perfectly to be saints with him forever in heaven.